I'm Joel Block.
And I'm Deborah Bird for Earth and Sky, Friday, March 11th. If you have an unobstructed view westward this evening, you might see a thin crescent moon right next to the innermost planet, Mercury. Look right after sunset, no more than an hour after the sun goes down.
At mid-northern latitudes, say the mainland U.S., the Middle East, or China, this is the best time of year to see Mercury after sunset. But it's the worst time if you're in Australia or New Zealand. The difference is due to the shift in perspective as you travel northward and southward on Earth's globe. From the northern hemisphere this month, Mercury is fairly high above the sunset. From the southern hemisphere, its distance from the sun is all sideways along the western horizon. So, from there, Mercury stays low in the sky. At this time of year, it's lost in the horizon haze and sets soon after the sun.
As the innermost planet, Mercury always stays near the sun. It's only when it swings far enough to one side of the sun from our earthly perspective that we see Mercury in evening or morning twilight. Mercury's orbit is short, though, only 88 days, so it swings between our morning and evening skies 6 to 7 times every year.
For sky charts and more information, come to earthsky.org. Thanks to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.